Welcome back to season three of Being Unapologetically Authentic with your host, Jean Tien. This season, we explore the concept of truth. Each one of my guests has been handpicked by me for their powerful and inspiring stories of how they've been able to remove the social conditioning behind success and start to truly live that authentic, successful lifestyle. I hope that their stories will inspire you to start to do the same and find what success truly means to you. Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Being Unapologetically Authentic with me, your host, Jean Tien. And today I want to debunk the myth of the law of attraction. Dun, dun, dun. This is such a big topic, right? Because there's so many things out there and coaches out there and philosophies and teachings and, well, there's just a lot of material out there about the law of attraction. And I am not debunking the law of attraction by any means whatsoever. There is one component, though, of the law of attraction that I would like to tackle on today's episode. And so I will start by sharing my journey with the law of attraction. So I discovered the law of attraction, I want to say like 5 or 6 years ago. And I discovered it as called manifest in a manifesting course. And there was a teacher and a coach that I had followed that was teaching this course about manifesting that was very much centered on the law of attraction. And, you know, there was a lot of discussion with regards to identifying what it is that we really want and calling it into us. And it's taken me a very long time, or at least a few years, to realize that the area where I think most people get it wrong. Oh, wait, you know what? Sorry, I skipped ahead. And let me just like share with you the rest of the journey. So I would do this course and I did it multiple times. And it definitely helped me because it was the start of my personal development journey. And it was the start of really looking internally in terms of the beliefs and the energy that I was holding on to that wasn't necessarily serving me. And the thing was, is that I would see all of the, and it was a group class. And so I would see all of these other members in my group, you know, be able to manifest a new car, to be able to manifest 10 new clients, to be able to manifest amazing trips and blah, blah, blah. And here I was manifesting $2 or, you know, whatever it is. I was actually manifesting more, but, you know, nothing as glamorous or, you know, what I thought was as exciting as like a brand new car or new clients or whatever it was. So I thought I was really just a failure at the manifesting and I sucked at it and I must have like really low vibration or I must have really negative energy and you know like maybe I just wasn't destined for manifesting and for the law of attraction. And so then I got really fed up with it and I started to just kind of put it to the side. A few years later, and this is where I wanted to start, and you know this was kind of where I was heading, what I discovered was that I had this belief. And I think this is where manifesting goes wrong or where the law of attraction goes wrong, is that I had this belief that what I was manifesting was like completely out of the realm for me, that it was so outside of me that I needed to work extra hard to manifest it, right? Because it's like a dream, right? And so, you know, if we have to have dreams come true, we have to work hard and there's so much that we have to do. And so that aspect of the law of attraction is where I would like to debunk. And this is part of the myth of success because there's so much of what is out there with regards to success that is focused on this one core, I want to say mistruth, this one core thing that I think we all have it wrong. And that is that whatever it is that we are seeking, is outside our realm of possibility, meaning that it wasn't meant for us, that it's not something that we can achieve, that it's, you know, something like, what is that called? Like a pie in the sky or something in the sky. I don't know, whatever, but you get my point. It's just not within our reach. And that's not true. Whatever we are desiring is already sitting within our realm of possibilities. And yet the reason we are desiring this is because it is coming to our awareness that this is within our realm of possibilities. We haven't become aware of it in the past because we were not ready for that discovery yet. And then yet here we are today, knowing and wanting something to be real because it can be real. And we as a soul, as an energy, know that it is possible for the realness of what it is that we're looking to experience in this world. And here's another mistruth about the law of being able to successfully manifest the life that you live is that you have to work hard to achieve it. And that's not true either. The thing with the successful manifesting is that it is not about working hard to grab onto it or working hard to call it into us, working hard. Oh, yes, I'm going to pull it in. I'm going to work hard and da, 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 da. No, it's not that. What it is that it sits within our realm, but yet our energy and that energy is not jiving yet, right? It's like opposite magnets at this point, but it's sitting within our realm. And it's saying, and what we're desiring is sitting there saying, like, you can have me. I am here for you. And we are sitting here within our belief saying, no, I can't have it. I'm not good enough for it. I have to work really hard. I have to work harder for it. It can't come that easily because it hasn't come that easily for others. And if it was really that easy, everybody else would do it, right? I mean, how many times have we heard that one? It's really not that hard. And I'm still learning it. By no means am I a manifesting expert, put this here right now. But it is in terms of attuning our energy to allow for what you desire to come together to create a harmonious picture that, or an experience that, like, that brings us joy. And I say this because I call it harmonization. It's the harmonization of our energy with the energy of what we desire to create this melody, this chord that we are enjoying. Because if you think about it, when you listen to music, we bop our heads, we dance, it brings us joy, right? And music is made up of different notes that are appealing to us, that sound good to us. It can be a set of notes put together to create a chord. Boom, 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 right? And those feel it. We feel it. We feel that music. We feel the energy of it. We feel the music. And that's all it really is. The law of attraction, the art of manifesting, is not an art where we have to be bad at, or anybody can do it. It's not one where it's like somebody's bad at it and somebody's really good at it and somebody's an expert on it and somebody can do it and somebody did it, whatever. And just because we don't have it now, it doesn't mean we won't have it at all. And so there's no reason to give up either. But it is in looking at our beliefs to attune our energy so that we allow for it to stop, so that we allow for the two magnets or the two electrical fields to come together to create a harmony rather than to repel each other. Because our energy can't accept this energy here. It creates a disharmony right now. That's all it is. That's really all it is. That's all it is for this art that we have. So there's a lot of information out there on the law of attraction and the art of manifesting and what you do and the affirmations and blah, 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 whatever it is. If it works for you to attune your energy so that it can work with and attract the energy of what it is that you're seeking to experience, then that's amazing. Keep with it. But if you think you have to, if you think you're a bad person because you haven't gotten it yet, if you think you're negative or you're like low vibe or whatever it is, stop, stop. You're none of that. You as a soul are none of that. You as a human may be holding on to things that just need to be attuned. And when you start to attune it, you start to call it in. And when you start to call it in, it just really starts to show up. And sometimes that means having more fun in your life. Sometimes listening to music. Sometimes whatever it is. There's no wrong way of doing it. It's just looking at what it is, your beliefs that are repelling what it is that you're asking for. So I hope that this has helped you guys out there to, and maybe like motivated you to try the law of attraction again, but through my process called harmonization rather than through manifesting, because manifesting really just seems like work to me. Like I hate the energy of manifesting. For me, it's just so like weighty, like it just drags you down because you think of like, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I got blah, blah, blah. No. Harmonization is just such a lighter, more melodious, more fun way of doing it in my books. And if you agree with me, then hit me up. Let's see what we can do together. Like an orchestra or like a band or like a K-pop band, you know, five band members, and we'll come up with the hottest hits. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, I hope you guys have enjoyed this mini series of debunking the myths within this season of being unapologetically authentic. There will be one more episode where I will have an amazing guest that will teach us about breath work, about the thoughts, about our body and how to connect it all. She's honestly powerfully amazing, and I cannot wait to have her on my show. So stay tuned for next week's episode, and I will see you soon, my friends. Oh, and of course, if you guys have liked this episode or know of anybody who would love to learn how to harmonize rather than manifest, please like and share, and da 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 da. I will see you guys next time. Bye.